Rebel Up Night Show.
Thank you.
Night Shop.
Yeah, this was Hani Mayani with a super nice album, double compilation by Music for Airplanes. Really great on Suma Records, super chouette. Donc sorti sur Suma Records, label de Belgique de Gand, de Fred Kramer. Et ouais, super chouette avec le Hani Mahana, avec toute son histoire, avec de liner notes et tout dans la pochette Gatefold et tout. Vraiment la peine pour acheter et supporter quoi. Donc ouais, aussi sur le Rebel Up Distro et aussi à trouver via Suma Records et plein d'autres bons magasins ici à Bruxelles. Yes, so we're gonna go to our next album of the month.
Album of the month.
And our next album of the month takes us to Colombia, to the Afro-Colombian coast with Petrona Martinez, Ancestras, which is out on the label Chaco World Music, a Colombian label that is based in the US. And yeah, it's a really nice album. Petrino Martinez label Ancestras is also nominated for a Grammy. And the album actually features a lot of international guests such as Angelique Kidjo, Susana Baca, Amy Nuviola, Flor de Toloache, and among 14 women of African descent who are part of this album. And Petrona Martinez is 82 years old right now already, and she even received all this news about the Grammy nomination from her great-grandchildren. And the family celebrated to the beats of a bulorengue, and also in the Caribbean side of Colombia. So it's like her third Latin Grammy nomination as a Best Folk Album, and features collaborations with a lot of people. But Afro-Colombian legends putting all the bularenga tradition in dialogue with different genres such as Afrobeat, jazz, mariachi, rumba, timba, Dominican salve, and more. And also the tongues of the global south such as Fon, Garifuna, Palenquero, Wayu, and Bahian Portuguese from Brazil. So Petrona Martinez built her international reputation by breaking boundaries and going all against the odds, traveling away from her rural surroundings to the world and doing all these tours. And Petrona Martinez, she's like the band leader, as she says as well, that the bularenga is a site that preserves her ancestral legacies of love and resistance through intercultural dialogues. And Ancestras on this album raises the awareness of the female voice's significance in different traditions where music and poetry are essential to exercise the leading role of women in humanity. So the producer of the album is Garcia Orozco, and also goes in a 40-page booklet that goes with the CD of Ancestras, where it privileges the voice, ear and oralities as a politics of expression, preservation and dissemination of thought for the octogenarian matriarch and other women. So yeah, really interesting. We're gonna play four songs on this album because it's a really great album. It was actually produced between Bogota, the Caribbean, and by New York, and also with some recordings from Amsterdam apparently. A lot of people working on this together, also musicians in there. It's also part of her own family, from the Martinez family, such as Joselina Yerena Martinez and Nilda Yerena Martinez. Also by Jainer Ganer Amaris Orozco, and also Guillermo Valencia Hernandez, Stanley Montero, Javier Ramirez, Joel Londoño, and Maite Montero and Chaco. So like this, a lot of bands in there, also part to know that it's not only Petrona Martinez, but the whole band that is actually around her, family members, cousins, and people of the village. And the first songs we're gonna play, or actually all the four songs, we're gonna start with El Niño Roncon, which is featuring Peruvian singer Susana Baca from the Afro-Peruvian side, Barranco style of Lima. Then followed by the song Bobby, featuring Nidia Gongora and Erjen Korat. Nidia Gongora is very known from her work with Quantic, and she lives more on the Pacific side, more inland in the Colombian south. And then with Pari Mujeres is a Chalupa song. And then the fourth song is San Antonio de Pauda, is a Fandango Salve song, featuring Ana Rolisa, May Elka Prado, and Monica Carillo, and Angie Bryan. So there we go with the first song with Susana Baca, which is called El Niño Roncon.
Vamos pa'lante, Susanita, si es que se baila.
Sonita, Martínez. San Cayetanera, Martínez. Salió Palenquito, Martínez. Alegrar las penas, Martínez. Alegrar las penas, Martínez. Con su bullerengue, Martínez. Con su bullerengue, Martínez. Mujer arenera, Martínez. Reina bullerenguera, Martínez. Al son de un galón, Martínez. Compuso un roncón. Carmen Silva, para alegrar las penas, Martínez. Álvaro Llerena, Martínez. Tocaba el tambor, Martínez. Al niño roncón. Esa fue.
Ay, parí, parí, parí.
Ay, Jesús, que no puedo parir.
Ay, parí, parí, parí.
Ay, Jesús, que no puedo parir.
Ay, parí, muere, parí.
Ay, Jesús, que no puedo parir.
Ay, parí, parí, parí.
Ay, Jesús, que no puedo parir.
Búsqueme al banquito, parí.
Ay, parí, a parito, parí.
Búsqueme la tabla, parí.
Ay, parí, a tabla, parí.
Busque la banqueta, parí.
Ay, parí, a Enriqueta, parí.
Busque la tablita, parí.
Santo bonito, San Antonio de Paula, Santo bonito. ancestra sempiterna, por ser matrona y tierna, con llamador y tambor pechiche.
Que su cantar encapriche y embruje la tierra el amba, con su supaje y caramba, con palo de caracolí, toná de carabalí
y brebaje de butaramba.
Palenquito y Villamella, entre tambores y tamboras, cavilan magnas cantadoras, alegrando las querellas.
Que es la vida atroz y bella,
que las penas son alegres,
y te llaman pa' que integres
el bullerengue pa' bailar,
pa' resistir, alegrar y contar
de las ancestras sus quereres.
¡Uba! ¡Vamos, vamos, carajo! ¡Arriba San Antonio! ¡Uba! ¡Aquí en Aeroliza y Petrona! ¡Un bullerengue y la salve!
¡Santa Rita está buscando dónde están los vetorios! ¡Santa con una tijera mocha pelaron a San Antonio! ¡Una tijera mocha pelaron a San Antonio!
San Antonio de Padua, santo bonito, San Antonio de Padua, santo bonito, que ni come ni bebe y siempre está gordito, que ni come ni bebe y siempre está gordito. San Antonio de Padua, santo bonito, San Antonio de Padua, santo bonito.
¡Oyelo!
Que ni come ni bebe y siempre está gordito.
Beautiful. Petrona Martinez van de album Ancestras, released on Chaco World Music. Super chouette album, bien profond, avec 14 femmes de Caraïbes, de Latin-Amérique et aussi d'Afrique qui ont aidé pour 14 chansons, ou même ouais, plus ou moins comme ça, pour mettre toute la valeur à la côté afro-latino. And all these songs, like really well done by people from the African diaspora, between Africa, Latin America and the Caribbeans. And the songs that we listened to, the first one, the one before, was San Antonio de Paula. It was a Fandango Salve song with Enero Lisa, May El Caprado, and Monica Carrillo, and Angie Bryan in a Dominican style. Before that was Pari Mujeres, and then Bobby featuring Nidia Gongora in Erien Corat. And then the song we had the beginning was El Niño Roncon with Susana Baca. Really nice. Check out this album. We're going to go to our album of the month. That's going to take us to Peru.
Album of the month.
So that's the compilation with various artists called Chicha Popular, Love and Social Political Songs from Discos Horoscopo, 1977-1987, and which is released actually on our own label, Rebel Up Records, in collaboration with Magnetica and Discos Horoscopo. And yeah, it's an amazing compilation. And we're going to talk a bit about the musical revolutions that are, anyway, often born from the people. And Peruvian chicha cumbia is a music born in the barrios bajos, in the slums of Lima, alleys and hills, all on the peripheries of Lima and on the coast and the cities on the edge of the Andes Mountains in the late 70s and 80s. It was a unique moment of fusions and diverse interventions in Peruvian culture, brought about Andean migration from the countryside to the city, which gave rise to intercultural adaptations and mixing. And the true Peruvian sound was not played with folk instruments, but with guitars and timbales. And in the 60s and 70s, the tropical cumbia music was characterized by psychedelic hybridity and instrumentals from Mazelite. By the mid-70s, the appearance of a class consciousness came up, and therefore a subaltern narrative. Chicha is perhaps the genre that has most emphasized in its pride in being proletariat, itinerant and provincial and hard-working, worker-class style. And the label Discos Horoscopo was founded in Lima by Juan Campos Muñoz, a businessman, a dreamer and a music lover. And it was a company on the margins of the official Peruvian music industry. Between 1977 and 87, Discos Horoscopo produced the largest wave of Andean tropical cumbia in the world, which was named Chicha, which is a reference to the indigenous Andean alcoholic fermented drink. It can be made by apples or by other fruits, even by corn. And the label was filled with contemporary icons such as Chacalón en la Nueva Crema, Los Chapis, featuring Chapulín, Pintura Roja, Los Ovnis, Grupo Alegría, and many other groups that which today still have a cult status in Peru and beyond. And together they created a unique style with the capacity to talk about both love and uprooting, unemployment, struggle of classes, internal violence and alcoholism, and impossible love. So this compilation brings back iconic songs from the era, from the theme of love songs, and then also social political songs, highlighting the emotions that this music brought to the popular working classes of Lima, and nationwide, and also now in the whole diaspora. And more than 30 years later, these songs still resonate, like the mirror of a country that was reborn, but this time is looking at itself and its own identity. So we're going to release this on the 20th of January. So this is a bit like a 1 week or a 2 week promo before it, or sort of highlighting it. And this is also selected by myself and all via Rebel Up, and also with DJ Pinchado. Shout out to Julio, who helped also for making this record available and possible with his selection of all the songs about the things. And of course, a big hug to Jalo del Nuños Prado. Who also, of course, was like the main person behind it to help for all the rights. And with the help of Alfredo Villar for extensive liner notes, and Jefferson Waman of Ruta Mare for the design of the cover design, which is beautiful chichero style, and also with t-shirts. So big up to everybody for making this done. We are going to play 5 songs in a row. All the songs are quite short, like 3 minutes. And we're going to start with a song by Chacalón y la Nueva Crema, which is called Poco a Poco. It's a love song about bit by bit. Followed by Pintura Roja, La Ciega, with the 16-year-old singer Mili. And then followed by Los Chapis, El Serranito, more like party Andino song from Huancayo. And then going with Grupo Alegría, Clase Social, talking about social class problems. And then the song by Los Ovnis, Gregorio, about which we will talk more about the end. So here we go. Chacalón y la Nueva Crema, Poco a Poco. You hear the chicken. Haha. Yeah. Ahu. Iba.
Me has amado y al final todo ha cambiado, por eso. salsas del amor, Cholita, con salsas del corazón.
Canciones hayan para cantar, canciones hayan para bailar, canciones hayan para cantar, canciones hayan para bailar.
Rebel Up Night Show.
Bajé de mi tierra con poncho y sombrerito, ya bajé de mi tierra con poncho y sombrerito. Al llegar yo a la costa me llamaron serranito. Al llegar yo a la costa me llamaron serranito. Por una calle de Lima presuroso caminaba. Por una calle de Lima presuroso caminaba. Con mi alforjita en el hombro trabajo iba buscando. Con mi alforjita en el hombro trabajo iba buscando. Cajamarca, Trujillo, Chiclayo, Chimbote, Huaraz. Caminando y el hambre me fue matando. Todo el día caminando y el hambre me fue matando. Trabajo yo no encontraba, qué triste yo me sentía. Trabajo yo no encontraba, qué triste yo me sentía. La noche vino encima y yo pedía posada. Noche vino encima y yo pedía posada, pero la gente del pueblo todo, todo me negaba. Pero la gente del pueblo todo, todo me negaba.
¡Enamorados! clase social, porque el pobre de otra clase, de otra clase social.
This was the song Los OVNIs, Gregorio, by the group Los OVNIs, by Jorge Chambergo, who sadly passed away in 2020. The band leader, guitarist of Los OVNIs, and the writer of all the songs. And this song, Gregorio, was also part of a movie with the same title, Gregorio, financed in a way like directed by Grupo Chasqui, which featured Fernando Espinoza, Stefan Kaspar, and Alejandro Legazpi. From 1984, it's a classic movie of the 1980s of Peru, and highlighting the problems in Lima, living in poverty, people living in the shanty towns, and like a little boy Gregorio, who's 12 years old, who becomes part of a little youth gang. So it's quite a rough movie though, and this is like Los Ovnis made the songs for the whole movie and the soundtrack, and really interesting, and it's also part of the Discos Horoscopo on this compilation of Chicha Popular. It's going to release on 20 January on Rubble Up Records with the help of Discos Horoscopo and Magnetica. Big thank you, big abrazos, grande gracias a todos amigos a Perú, también a Argentina.
Muchas gracias, abrazos.
Muchas gracias a todos, Chichi. It's mucho chévere. All this compilation to finally get it out. It's on a deluxe gatefold item with two vinyls and liner notes by Alfredo Villar, who's a musicologist, on Chicha and Cumbia in general. So it's really interesting with like photos from that time of Chacalón and the family, Los Chapis. It's a really interesting archive that we worked on almost 5 years. So it's nice to see it finally releasing. So yeah, if we're going to stay in South America and going a bit more eastwards towards Brazil from Peru. And we're going to go to the Brazil of 2021, of now, with the new album. So, jingle time. Yeah.
Album of the month.
Album of the month.
Yeah, and that's the album by Jussara Marçal.
Jussara Marçal.
Jussara Marçal. I'll let Didi
em brasileiro, Jussara Marçal. The album is Delta Estacio Blues. It was made during a pandemic with a claustrophobic government in charge and catalyzed by both contemporary hip-hop and the African diaspora. On this album, the vocalist Jussara Marçal captures the anger felt by many Brazilians in Brazil at the repressive regime and imagines a new history of Afro-American music in which blues, samba, rap and Afro-Brazilian religion are but interchangeable tributaries on a river that never ceases flowing. Produced with fellow Meta Meta, founder Kiko Dinucci, the album began in August 2017, inspired by Atrocity Exhibition, an album by left-field rapper Danny Brown. Jussara and Kiko were really passionate about this album. They had the idea of exploring Danny Brown's path of building beats with added instruments, incorporating elements of samba, maracatu, and bossa nova, formed the most adventurous album of Marçal's career. The album is very polyrhythmic, with electronic drums bringing in the strong bass. There's something aggressive in all the songs, a reference the current oppressive political climate in Brazil. Or that she says, I see that there are many artists who have this ability to produce something sweet in an environment of chaos, which maybe intends to sublimate. I usually go the other way. If there is pain, let's reveal that pain. In that sense, this album brings this agony that we are experiencing, this lack of air. Yeah, tough times in Brazil. The Delta is a geographical thing when two rivers come into the sea. The album is a mixture of many genders. It uses beats that are very characteristic of rap, but at the same time displaced to Brazilian songs. It plays with these possible junctions. On opening track, Vi Girilância Coroa, we can hear a maracatu rhythm snake. It's way through the Axé beat. An Afro-Brazilian style that comes from Yoruba. Lead single Crash contains hyper-violent imagery, breathless rap delivery and claustrophobic sounds. On the final track, Yalo de Mbembe, the Afro-Brazilian deity Oxum is summoned to bring plenty.
Yeah, indeed. We're going to start with Vida Relança, a Coroa. Mm-hmm. And followed by Yalo de Mbembe, and ending with the rougher, aggressive song Crash.
Exactly. We're gonna play the three in a row.
Oh yeah!
Let's hit the play button. Vigilância Coroa.
Jussara Marçal.